Blog Talk Radio.
There was good and evil. We chose good. Why raise the name of the Most High, you sons of men? The rich man's wealth is in the city. Yeah. His fraction of the poor is his poverty. Lord, destruction of your soul.
Goddesses and gods, we hope your daily life is going pleasant, divine. If you continue to listen to this record, your psyche is voluntarily entering the terms and agreements of all good and no evil. Anyone who is found utilizing evil will be exiled by the host. And this is a notice and disclaimer inside for the love of commerce. We never give legal advice. And we never practice law. If you are searching for those things, you will have to search somewhere outside for the love of commerce. So for all mention, we offer grace and benevolence.
Peace to the gods, peace to the gods. Hope everybody's day is going beautiful so far. They all having a delightful day. But for everyone out there, even for the live listeners that we got right now, this is just a record. I had to do another recording just because the quality of the headphones that I did have for the other show, it wasn't good. I listened to it one time, and I was like, nah, I can't even listen to it the second time because I can't hear the pronunciations of the words, you know, so I could do my own research, look up words. It was just in and out. It wasn't good quality at all. But we back. We about to do another one, you know. But yeah, shout out to J-Rock. You know, shout out to J-Rock for taking over the shows for the last few shows, you know. You've been doing this thing 100%. He's not here today, but you know how it go. Everybody got their commerce. Everybody got their, you know, commerce to handle. Understandable. So we just gonna hop right into the show. And today we're gonna be talking about the seven deadly sins, and also the seven virtues, right? Well, the seven capital virtues specifically. So let's go ahead and hop inside the private chat. And for those who are trying to get into the private chat, you can always email us at fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com. So let's go see what we got inside the private chat. Alright, and we're going to go into the etymology of sin. Since we're talking about the seven deadly sins, we're supposed to go over this for a minute now, but never too late. Check it out. So yeah, it says sin. Noun, Old English, sin. Moral wrongdoing, injury, mischief, enmity, feud, guilt, crime, and we remember what crime was, offense against God, misdeed. And it also goes down to say, sin, transgression, trespass, offense, extended forms, probably, ultimately, it is true, i.e. the sin is real. I'm going over this like real fast because I know it's a lot for us to go into on this one. Alright, and it says this semantic development is via notion of to be truly the one who is guilty, as in Old Norse phrase verosenar, at be found guilty of, and the use of the phrase it is being in hiti confessional formula. The same process probably yielded the Latin word sons, genitive, santis, guilty, criminal, from present participle of some, esse, to be, that which is. Some etymologists believe the Germanic word was an early borrowing directly from the Latin genitive, also see sooth, which is S-O-O-T-H, and it says sin eater is attested from 1680s to live in sin, cohabit without marriage, is from 1838, used earlier in a more general sense, ice hockey slang, sin bin. Penalty box is attested from 1950. If we're going to move on to sin, which is the verb now, Old English sinjin, to commit sin, transgress, from sin, see sin noun, the form influenced by the noun compared Old Saxon, Sundian, Old Frisian, Sindesia, Middle Dutch, Sindesian, Dutch, Zondesian, Old High German, Suntian, German, Sundesian, the Sin, form altered from Middle English, Sundian, by influence, the noun. We're going to scroll all the way to the bottom. Sin, noun, estrangement from God, and it says in the synonyms, wickedness, sinfulness. An act that is regarded by theologians as a transgression of God's will. Ratio of the length of the side opposite the given angle to the length of the hypotenuse of a right angle triangle. The 21st letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So, didn't know that. That's the 21st letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Sin. And then we go into the verb now where it says, commit a sin, violate a law of God or a moral law. Commit a fox pass or a fault or make a serious mistake. It also says, sin, noun, Akkadian god of the moon, counterpart of Sumerian Nana. So, that was the definition for sin for those who just came in. And it also, it says that it's a moral wrongdoing, an injury, also an offense against God, and a crime. So, definitely don't want to do sin. All right, let's go back inside the private chat. Let's go to a different word. The next definition is pride. So this is one of the seven deadly sins. So let's check it out. So it says pride, noun, Middle English, pred, from late Old English, preto, Kentish, prete, Martian, pride, unreasonable self-esteem, especially as one of the deadly sins, haughtiness, overbearing treatment of others, pomp, love of display, from prude, see proud adjective. There is a debate whether Scandinavian cognates, Old Norse prior, Old Swedish pride, Danish pride, etc., are borrowed from Old French, which got it from Germanic, or from Old English. In Middle English, sometimes also positive, proper pride, personal honor, good repute, exalted position, splendor, also prowess or spirit in an animal, used in reference to the erect penis from 15th century, meaning that which makes a person or people most proud, is from C. 1300. First applied to groups of lines in a late 15th century book of terms, but not commonly used until 20C, paired with prejudice from 1610. Another late Old English, Middle English word for pride, haughtiness, presumption, was orgel, which survived into 16th century as orgel, from Old French orgueil, 11th century, which is supposedly from a Germanic word meaning renowned. Pride verb, mid-12th century, priden, in the reflexive sense, congratulate oneself, be proud, indulge in self-esteem, see 1200 as be arrogant, act haughtily. From pride noun, Middle English also had a verb, prouden, from the adjective, and Old English had priden, be or become arrogant or haughty. We're going to scroll down like we always do. And it says, pride now, a feeling of self-respect and personal worth, satisfaction with your or another's achievements, the trait of being spurred on by a dislike of falling below your standards, a group of lines, unreasonable and inordinate self-esteem, personified as one of the deadly sins. Pride, verb, be proud of. So yeah, that was the definition of pride, unreasonable self-esteem. So it's unreasonable self-esteem, not just self-esteem, but unreasonable self-esteem. And a lot of people like to have pride in stuff, and they like to take pride in the work that they do. And pride is unreasonable self-esteem, like it said, and arrogance. So don't get too caught up inside the pride, you know. Definitely know your worth and be good at what you do, but don't be so arrogant and have unreasonable self-esteem. So let's go back into the private chat and go to the next definition, which is greed, G-R-E-E-D. And it says, greed, noun, excessively eager desire to possess, C-1600. A back formation from greedy. And we're going to scroll all the way down. Greed, noun, excessive desire to acquire or possess more, especially more material wealth than one needs or deserves. Greed, noun, reprehensible acquisitiveness, insatiable desire for wealth, personified as one of the deadly sins. So also one of the deadly sins, of course. And yeah, that was the definition for greed, excessively eager to desire to possess it. All right, so don't be greedy. You know, if you don't deserve it, excessive wealth, if you don't deserve it, you don't deserve it. It's just inside the sentence itself. You know, you deserve what you get, and you get what you deserve. So if you do get a lot of wealth that you don't necessarily need, but you deserve it, I feel like you deserve it. It's confusing, but hey, it's simple. Wrath is the next word we're going to go into inside the etymology dictionary. So, and wrath is spelled W-R-A-T-H. All right, so it says wrath, noun, Old English, radu, anger from rile, angry, see wrath, from Proto-Germanic, ethel, as in strength, wit. Scroll all the way down, wrath, noun, intense anger, usually on an epic scale. Wrath, belligerence aroused by a real or supposed wrong, personified as one of the deadly sins. So yeah, that's the definition of wrath. You know, and being in intense anger, you have to control your emotions. Don't get too angry. You know, it's not good. It's one of the deadly sins. Wrath, getting too angry. So we're going to go on to the next definition, which is envy, E-N-V-Y, and this is the noun. It says, late 13th century, from Old French, envy, jealousy, rivalry, tendency, from Latin, invidia, envy, jealousy. Source also of Spanish envidia. Portuguese envidia, from envidus, envious, having hatred or ill will. From envidere, to envy, hate, earlier look at with malice. Cast an evil eye upon, from in, upon, from pi root en, in, videre, to see, from pi root we, to see. Similar formations in Ivestan, Nepashnaka, envious, also look at Old Church Slavonic, Zaviriti, to envy, from Viditi, to see, Lithuanian, envy, related to Vestiti, to see, to look at. Late 14th century, all right, so we're going to envy the verb now. Late 14th century, from Old French envy, be envious of. From envy, see envy noun, related envied, envying. Scroll all the way to the bottom, still on envy verb. Feel envious towards, admire enviously. Be envious of, set one's heart on. Now we're on envy noun, a feeling of grudging and admiration and desire to have something that is possessed by another. Spite and resentment at seeing the success of another, personified as one of the deadly sins, envy. So if you have somebody who admires what somebody else has, but they're jealous because they don't have it, it's envy. So one of the deadly sins. And it also says to cast an evil eye upon. You know, jealousy, they love the, you know, people be giving you that little scrunch, that little scrunch in their eye, the evil eye. Yeah, watch out for them. They got envy in them. You could see it in a lot of people, like face expressions and stuff, especially when you get rewarded or if you talk about, you know, what you accomplish and stuff. You can see it. You just got to pay attention. We're going to go back into the private chat, and we're going to click on to the next word, and the next word is lust, L-U-S-T, noun. And it says, lust, noun. Old English, lust, desire, appetite, inclination, pleasure, sensuous, appetite. From Proto-Germanic, lustus, source also of Old Saxon, Old Frisian, Dutch, lust, German lust, Old Norse list. Gothic, lustus, pleasure, desire, lust. Abstract noun from pi, last, to be eager, wanton, or unruly. Source also of Latin, lascivus. Wanting, playful, lustful, see, lascivious, which is spelled L-A-S-C-I-V-I-O-U-S. In Middle English, any source of pleasure or delight, also an appetite, also a liking for a person, also fertility of soil. Specific and pejorative sense of sinful sexual desire, degrading animal passion. Now the main meaning developed in late Old English from the word used in Bible translations, such as lust of the flesh, to render Latin concupiscentia carnis in 1 John verse 16, the cognate words in other Germanic languages tend to mean simply pleasure, masculine in Old English, feminine in modern German. Lust verb, C 1200, to which to desire eagerly from lust now, absorbing or replacing the older verb, Old English listen, see list. In Middle English also to please, delight, sense of to have an intense, especially sexual desire for or after is first attested 1520s in biblical use. Related lusted, lusting. I'm going to scroll all the way down. Lust now, a strong sexual desire, self-indulgent sexual desire personified as one of the deadly sins. Lust verb, having a craving, appetite, or great desire for. And that was the definition for lust, having a desire for sex, a strong desire for sex, actually. You know, a lot of people call it pleasure, appetite. You don't want to lust, be inside lust. You don't have a strong desire for sex. It's just flesh. That's my opinion. That's for me. Can't tell people what to do. But anyway, let's go ahead and go to another definition, which is gluttony or gluttony. And that is spelled G-L-U-T-T-O-N-Y, noun. And it says gluttony, noun, extravagant indulgence of appetite. C-1200, gluttony. From Old French, gluttony, debauchery, gluttony, from gluten, see gluten, recorded from late 12th century. Scroll all the way down. Habitual eating to excess, personified as one of the deadly sins. So gluttony or gluttony is definitely overeating. No, everybody know when it's enough, but some people go over the mark and slip into obesity and stuff like that, you know. And it's a lot of reasons why people slip into those things. So personal reasons, no judgment at all. It's just, I'm just reading definitions, you know. It's one of the daily sins. That's all I'm doing. I'm just reading from a dictionary, not me. So he cleared that up. But yeah, let's go ahead and go back into the private chat and go to another definition, which is sloth. Our next definition is sloth. S-L-O-T-H, noun, late 12th century, indulgence, sluggishness, formed from Middle English, slow, see slow, adjective, abstract, formative, th. 2. Replaced Old English, sloth, indolence, sense of slowness, tardiness, is from mid-14th century as one of the daily sins. It translates Latin, Assyria. The slow-moving mammal, first so-called 1610s, a translation of Portuguese, Portuguica, or Pregica, slowness, slothfulness, from Latin, pigrida, or pigrisha, laziness. Compare Spanish, presosa, slothful, also the sloth. Scroll all the way down, sloth noun, a disinclination to work or exert yourself. Any of several slow-moving arboreal mammals of South America and Central America. They hang from branches back downward and feed on leaves and fruits. Apathy and inactivity in the practice of virtue, personified as one of the deadly sins. Let me sip more of my tea a little bit. So yeah, that was Sloth. That was Sloth. And we got a lot of people doing the Sloth, you know what I'm saying? Like, Sloth, like they say right here in the definition, Sloth is slowness and tardiness. We know when we tell certain people to come to the function at this time or anywhere, you know, we tell them meet up at this time at 10 o'clock a.m. But they always come in at, you know what I'm saying, 11 or not the specific time, later, not even earlier, but later. It's another thing if you're coming earlier, but people are tardy, man. And you got to watch out for those type of people because they're not reliable. And you want to be surrounded by reliable people, you know, not people who are doing crimes all the time, because sins is crime, is a crime, and a moral crime, really. So, yeah, that was the definition for sloth. Let's go back inside the private chat. So I guess we're going to go, actually, we're on a half an hour. So when we come back from the break, we are going to go in. We are going to go into the seven deadly sins on a deeper aspect. We just went over the definitions. But other than the definitions, we're going to go in a little further than just definitions. So yeah, we'll be right back after the break. Peace to the gods.
Yeah, wow. You know we come to change up, but we change up, you know. What feel it? Yeah. We make you know this same. Blood working on me being it in a yo. What me and we do? Whoa. We make you know divide and conquer. Then you found with two. What feel it? Yeah. We make you know this same. Blood working on me being it in a yo. What me and we do? Whoa. We make you know clean as the only way we got show. Well, I not judge no man. I condemn no one. So you know in a me clan. I you know join me gang. Coulda bobo, coulda bingy, I no give a damn. Bottom line, we are rasta man. Yo, so if you bun just us, you will bun Leviticus. And Deuteronomy, numbers have go bite the dust. Some put themselves over the but remember that come first. Some a fight be big slice, but give me the cross. 1,000 different views. Ooh, it only makes me look so confused. Ooh. And the youth, them not gonna know how we choose. And we wouldn't be no different from the church. Yo, what will it say? Yeah. If we make you know this same. Blood working on me being it in a yo. What me and we do? Oh. If we make you know divide and conquer. Them youth found with out. What will it say? Yeah. If we make you know clean out of the only wife we got show. What me and we do? Oh. If we make you know divide and conquer. Them youth found with yo. Waganist and fifth columnist. We only say Rasta too from us, them want fi benefit. Them never say sure, yes when them a worship. Them mix up food and attitude, them no one curve it. Some a funny man, some a money man, rock them a work it. But every toba fi see down from them one bottom car. Yo, eh, coulda long. And your lock this coulda low, oh. You still a gonna reap the seed where you sow, oh. So don't you be so shallow, yo. What will it say? Yeah. If we make you know this same. Blood working on me being it in a yo. What me and we do? Oh. If we make you know clean out of the only wife we got show. What will it say? Yeah. If we make you know divide and conquer. Them youth bound with out. Yo, Anglican and Presbyterian. And the whole of the rest of the denomination. Wow, no differ so much with views and unopinion. But what's your and the trouble, why we can't get along. Drag go bottomless, it be slay Satan. Boy, I'm not dead anymore, I'm a work from out of Vati. But kill them, put me down, it's the trouble stem from. Cause I am one of the two apocalypse. One more thing I want you bear in mind, man. As long as the sun will shine. You must always la love mankind. And that me want you swear blind, you what will it say? Yeah, if me make you know the same. Blood working on me vein is in a yo. Watch me and fade out, wow. If me make you know divide and conquer, them use van wet out. What will it say? Yeah, if me make you know clean out the only way if we got show. Watch me and fade out, wow. If me make you know, open your eyes, wow. What will it say? Yeah, if me make you know the same. Blood working me be anything now, yo. Watch me up for the wow. If you make you no divide and conquer, them use van wet out. Watch me lit, yeah. If you make you no clean out of the only way if you got show. Watch me up for the wow.
Salam and good day to the goddesses and gods. We hope your daily life is going pleasant, divine. If you continue to listen to this record, your psyche is voluntarily entering the terms and agreements of all good and no evil. Anyone who is found utilizing evil will be exiled by the host. And this is a notice and disclaimer inside for the love of commerce. We never give legal advice, and we never practice law. If you are searching for those things, you will have to search somewhere outside for the love of commerce. So for all mention, we offer grace and benevolence.
Peace to the gods. We back off the little break. Hope everybody enjoying the show so far, because I am. Definitely am. Every time I read over almost anything, to be honest, like every time I read over any reading, I get a vivid understanding. You know, it's clear every time. And for those who just came in, we are talking about the seven deadly sins versus the seven virtues. So let's get right back into it, because we still haven't even got on to the seven virtues and just trying to knock that out. So I'm going to open up Wikipedia real quick, and we're going to go to seven deadly sins. And it says the seven deadly sins, also known as the capital vices or cardinal sins, is a grouping and classification of vices within Christian teachings. Although they are not directly mentioned in the Bible, there are parallels with the seven things God is said to hate in the book of Proverbs. Behaviors or habits are classified under this category if they directly give rise to other immoralities. According to the standard list, they are pride, greed, wrath, envy, lust, gluttony, and sloth, which are contrary to the seven capital virtues. This classification originated with the Desert Fathers, especially Averroes Ponticus. And that is Averroes Ponticus is spelled Evagrius, space Ponticus. Averroes, pupil, John Casson, with his book The Institutes, brought the classification to Europe, where it became fundamental to Catholic confessional practices as documented in penitential manuals. Sermons such as the Parson's Tale from Chaucer's Canterbury Tales and artworks such as Dante's Purgatory, where the penitence of Mont Mount, Purgatory or Group, and Penance according to their worst sin. Church teaching especially focused on pride, which was thought to be the root of all sin, since it turns the soul away from God, and also on greed or covetousness. Both of these were to undercut other sins. The seven deadly sins are discussed in treatises and depicted in paintings and sculpture decorations on Catholic churches, as well as other textbooks. The seven deadly sins, along with the sins against the Holy Ghost and the sins that cry to heaven for vengeance, are taught especially in Western Christian traditions as things to be deplored. So, alright, so we could go into the history real quick. I'm seeing that they got like other definitions in here. We can see how that goes. And it continues to say under the history tab, most of the seven deadly sins are defined by Dante Alighieri. D-A-N-T-E space A-L-I-G-H-I-E-R-I. C, 1264 through 1321. As perverse or corrupt versions of love, lust, gluttony, and greed are all excessive or disordered love of good things, and wrath, envy, and pride are perverted love directed toward others' harm. The sole exception is sloth, which is a deficiency of love. In the seven deadly sins are seven ways of eternal death. Right? And eternal just means, you know, inside. You know, your spirit, your soul. Not just the body. Pride is often thought to be the father and promoter of all the other sins. So, I know a lot of people will be like, man, I'm still going to be taking pride of my work. I'm still going to be arrogant, you know. All through this reading is telling you, like, that's like the foundation. Like, that's the number one. It's the number one that caused people crash, too. But, alright, so you can go back if you're inside the private chat. You could go ahead and finish reading inside here. I'd like to go deeper inside of this, but we're gonna go ahead for time's sake to go into the virtues, the seven virtues. Okay, so let's go back to the private chat. We're going to go to the definition where it says virtue. It says virtue, C-1200, virtue, moral life and conduct, a particular moral excellence, from Anglo-French and Old French virtue, for strength, vigor, moral strength, qualities, abilities, tendency in Old French from Latin virtutum. A virtutum, nominative virtus, moral strength, high character, goodness, manliness, valor, bravery, courage in war, excellence, worth from fair man. Especially in woman, chastity, sexual purity from 1590s. Let me scroll all the way down. The quality of doing what is right and avoiding what is wrong. The quality of doing what is right and avoiding what is wrong. Any admirable quality or attribute, morality with respect to sexual relations, and particular moral excellence. So, yeah, that's the definition of virtue, you know, moral life and conduct. And the quality of doing what is right and avoiding what is wrong. I definitely love the virtues. All right, and we're going to go into the first virtue, which is chastity. C-H-A-S-T-I-T-Y. Now, C-1200, chastity. Sexual purity, as defined by the church, including but not limited to virginity or celibacy. From Old French, chastity, purity. Cut off, separate, pure. Abstinent from sexual relations as because of religious vows. Morality with respect to sexual relations. Right? So that was chastity. Let's go on to the next definition, which is temperance. T-E-M-P-E-R-A-N-C-E. Mid-14th century, self-restraint, moderation, from Anglo-French temperance. Mid-13th century, from Latin temperentia, moderation, sobriety, or sobriety, discretion, self-control, from temperance, present participle of temperare, to moderate, see temper, verb. Latin temperentia was used by Cicero to translate Greek sophrosyn, moderation. In English, temperance was used to render Latin tenentia or abstinentia, especially in reference to drinking alcohol and eating. Hence, by early 1800, it had come to mean abstinence from alcohol drink. Temperance, the trait of avoiding excesses, abstaining from excess, the act of tempering, right? So temperance, that was the definition of temperance, self-restraint, you know, staying away from alcohol, basically. Yeah, and having self-control. Go ahead and go into the chat again. Next word is charity. C-H-A-R-I-T-Y. Now. Alright. Late Old English. Benevolence for the poor. Also Christian love in its highest manifestation. From Old French charité. Christian charity, mercy, compassion, alms, charitable foundation, 12th century, from Latin, caritatum, nominative, caritas, costliness, esteem, affection, from charis, dare, value, from pi, caro, from root, car, to like, to desire. In the Vulgate, the Latin word often is used as translation of Greek agape love, especially Christian love of fellow men, perhaps to avoid the sexual suggestion of Latin amor. The Vulgate also sometimes translated agape by Latin delicio, noun of action, from diligere, to esteem highly, to love, see diligence. General sense of affections people ought to feel for one another is from C-1300, from C-1300 as an act of kindness or philanthropy. Also alms, that which is bestowed graciously on a person or persons in need. Sense of charitable foundation or institution in English attested by 1690s, meaning liberality in judging others or their actions. It's from late 15th century. A charity school, 1680s, was one maintained by voluntary contributions or bequests. Alright, man, let's scroll all the way down. And it says charity. Now, foundation created to promote the public good, not for assistance to any particular individuals. A kindly and lenient attitude toward people. An activity or gift that benefits the public at large. Pinet leaved European perennial having bright blue or white flowers. An institution set up to provide help to the needy. And that was charity. You know, benevolence for the poor. Also Christian love in its highest manifestation. Also to help benefit, you know, the public. Doesn't have anybody specific to help. You know, love for everyone. So, go back into the chat. Go to the next definition, which is diligence. D-I-L-I-G-E-N-C-E. Now, mid-14th century, constant and earnest effort to accomplish what is undertaken. From old French, diligence, attention, care, haste, speed, and directly from Latin diligentio. Attentiveness, carefulness, from diligentum, nominative, diligence. Attentive, assiduous, careful, present participle, adjective from diligere, single out, value highly, esteem, prize, love, aspire to, be content with, appreciate, originally to pick out, select from, this apart, this ligere, choose, gather, from pie, root, leg, to collect, gather, with derivatives, meaning to speak, to pick out words. Sense evolved through time from love, through attentiveness, to carefulness, to steady effort. Legal sense, attention and care due from a person in a given situation is from 1620s. From the secondary French sense comes the old usage of diligence for public stage coach, 1742, dilly for short, from a French shortening of carros de diligence. Go all the way down. Consciousness in paying, proper attention to a task, given the degree of care required in a given situation, preserving determination to perform a task, a diligent effort. So diligence, a constant and earnest effort to accomplish what is undertaken, you know, to single out, to gather the pieces together, you know, to have the focus and the concentration to get something done, a task done or a goal, etc. So let's go ahead, go back into the chat. I know I'm going kind of fast, but just for the time's sake, to be honest, try to keep everything like an hour and 20 the max. So now the next word is kindness. Kindness, K-I-N-D-N-E-S-S, noun, C-1300, courtesy, noble deeds, from kind, adjective-ness, meaning kind deeds, kind feelings, quality or habit of being kind, are from late 14th century. Old English kindness meant nation, also reduce, and increase. So gonna scroll all the way down. Wow. scroll all the way down, and it says, kindness, the quality of being warm-hearted and considerate and humane and sympathetic. Tendency to be kind and forgiving. Kind act, benignity. So kindness is courtesy, noble deeds, kind feelings. And, you know, kindness is having the tendency to be kind and forgiving. Also the quality of being warm-hearted, you know. Got to have sympathy. We're going to the next word, that is patience. P-A-T-I-E-N-C-E. Patience, noun. C-1200, patience. Quality of being willing to bear adversities. Calm endurance of misfortune, suffering, etc. From old French, patience. Patience, sufferance, permission, 12th century, and directly from Latin, patientia. The quality of suffering or enduring, submission. Also indulgence, leniency, humility, submissiveness, submission to lust, literally quality of suffering. It is an abstract noun form from the adjective patientium. Nominative patience or patience. Bearing, supporting, suffering, enduring, permitting, tolerant, but also firm, unyielding, hard. Used of persons as well as of navigable rivers. Present participle of pati, to endure, undergo, experience, with which is of uncertain origin, meaning quiet or calmness and waiting for something to happen, is from late 14th century, meaning constancy in labor or exertion, is attested from 1510s, meaning card game for one person, is from 1816. Scroll all the way down. Good-natured tolerance of delay or incompetence. A card game played by one person. Yeah, so that was the definition of patience. You know, being calm even when there is misfortune and everything is not going in your way. You don't do anything under pressure. You know what I'm saying? You don't just survive, you know what I'm saying? You live. You put yourself in a position to live. Sometimes that comes with misfortune. A lot of stuff comes with misfortune. So you have to have patience. Sometimes people are suffering, people going through a struggle, but you gotta struggle to win. That's in the definition of win, struggle. All right, so let's go ahead and go to the next definition, which is humility. Now, H-U-M-I-L-I-T-Y. Early 14th century, quality of being humble, from Old French, humilite, humility, modesty, sweetness. Modern French, humilité, from Latin, humilitatum. Nominative, humilitas. Lowness, small stature, insignificance, baseness, littleness of mind. In church, Latin, meekness. From humilis, lowly, humble, literally on the ground. From humus, earth. From pyru, dam, earth. In the Marcion hymns, Latin, humilitatum, is glossed by Old English. Immodernist, a disposition to be humble, a lack of false pride, a humble feeling. And that was the definition of humility, quality of being humble, you know, not being pride, you know, not being caught up in pride, littleness of the mind. You know? So, that was the last one of the seven virtues. Let's go into the explanation to expound on the seven virtues a little more. Let's see. All right. So, in Christian tradition, the seven heavenly virtues combine the four cardinal virtues of prudence, justice, temperance, and fortitude with the three theological virtues of faith, hope, and charity. Unfortunately, that's not the one we're going to really go into, but if you really want to go into that, the link is inside the private chat so you could go a little deeper into it. The seven capital virtues, also known as contrary or remedial virtues, are those opposite the seven deadly sins. They are often enumerated as chastity, temperance, charity, diligence, kindness, patience, and humility. Those are definitions we went over, and the seven capital virtues is the one we normally go over and the one we're going over in this show, just because it takes care of all the daily sins. The seven deadly sins, it like exits it out. It shows you, I wouldn't say a cure, but you know, it crosses it out. You don't have to worry about the seven deadly sins as long as you have the seven capital virtues. So it's simple. Nothing too complex. Let's see, we are. All right, so I'm gonna click the seven capital virtues link, and it says the seven capital virtues, also known as the contrary or remedial virtues, are those thought to stand in opposition to the seven capital vices or deadly sins. Prudentius, written in the 5th century, was the first author to allegorically represent Christian morality as a struggle between seven sins and seven virtues. His poem, Psychomachia, depicts a battle between female personification of virtues and vices, with each virtue confronting and defeating a particular vice. However, Prudentius did not base his allegory on the cardinal and theological virtues, nor did he use the traditional list of capital vices. The combatants in the Psychomachia are as followed. And he got chastity. Okay, these are all the virtues. Chastity, faith, good works, concord, sobriety, patience, and humility. And he have on his other side, which is sin, lust, adultery, greed, discord, indulgence, wrath, pride. That's not the one we really focus on. It's this other one that's coming up. The success of this work popularized the concept of capital virtues among medieval authors. In AD 590, the seven capital vices were revised by Pope Gregory I, which led to the creation of new lists of corresponding capital virtues. In modern times, the capital virtues are commonly identified as the following, and this is the virtues: chastity, temperance, charity, diligence, kindness, patience, humility. And the sins is lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, envy, wrath, pride. So chastity, well, knock out lust. Temperance will knock out gluttony. Charity will knock out greed. Diligence will knock out sloth. Kindness will knock out envy. Patience will knock out wrath. Humility will knock out pride. Although some medieval authors attempted to contrast the capital vices with the heavenly virtues, such efforts were rare. According to historian Esteban P. Bezzisi, the capital vices are more often contrasted with the remedial or contrary virtues in medieval moral literature than with the principal virtues. While the principal virtues are frequently accompanied by a set of mirroring vices rather than by the seven deadly sins. And yeah, that was the ending of that reading. It's a great show today. We just went over the hour mark about like 6 minutes. But like I said, definitely a beautiful show. And the reason why we went over the seven capital virtues instead of the seven heavenly virtues is because, like I previously said, it knocks out the sins. You know what I'm saying? So it crosses them out. So if this sin exists, if this moral sin exists, you can knock it out with this virtue. You know? These virtues cancel out all the sins. So it's like look at it as a spiritual cleanse. That's all. Nothing too major. But I'm about to get out of here. Go get into some commerce. I've been playing with photography. Trying to get into photography a little bit as well. You know, always obtaining new skills to increase the value, you know, of myself. You know, I'm all about self-enhancement, enhancing myself and increasing the value of myself spiritually and physically. But yeah, I appreciate everybody coming in, tuning into the show, everybody who came in live. I know a lot of people are going to listen to the archive. I will listen to the archive 3 times like I always do, so I can get a clear listen, a clear visual, you know. But yeah, we'll link up a little later. Try to do a show. Oh yeah, we got a show tomorrow, Historical Mondays. Got a surprise for you guys on who we're going to talk about tomorrow. But yeah, peace of the gods. Until tomorrow.
Dirty Babylon, free the people. Life hurt more than money, house and vehicle. Politics can't lead the people. Better stop starving, free the people. Babylon, free the people. Life hurt more than money, house and vehicle. In a death trap, you'll lead the people. You better stop starving, free them. Killing the youth so you get to pay. I hear them rejoicing, life and death. Shoo, to the head, the commissioner say, that's the body from the eye, chuck that shit under the tie. To take revenge, I'm many turn the force. Brag on the boss, for who can kill them all. Sip them champagne and I make big toast. God official angle them cause, I know about. Dirty Babylon, free the people. Life hurt more than money, house and vehicle. Politics can't lead the people. You better stop starving, free the people. Babylon, free the people. free the people. Life hurt more than money, house and deal, girl. In a death trap, you lead the people. You better stop starving freedom. The sin can't wash out with no soul. System corrupt, that's why the people can't cope. Why is it the fuck more for left in a joke? Why build your school, church, prison and court? You murder the youth and talk about a shootout. Babylon, you wrong, go shop your blinking mouth. All the high root east, west, north and south. Fire burn them out and this thing's no doubt. Joy shout, dirty Babylon, free the people. Life hurt more than money, house and legal. Politics are just big, free the people. You better stop starving and free the people. Babylon, free the people. Life hurt more than money, house and legal. In a death trap, you lead the people. You better stop starving and free the The youth and you say you care for. You're so many die of starvation, straight hunger. In a slave yard, you make up. High inflation make blood run like water. Rat ways are where them run for. I must break them down with life, lightning and thunder. Wicked heart, the fire burn for. I not stop yawns until them done for. Dirty Babylon, free the people. Life hurt more than money, house and vehicle. Politics can't lead the people. You better stop, stop and lead the people. Babylon, free the people. Life hurt more than money, house and vehicle. Politics is for the greedy. In a death of your hidden war. Dirty Babylon, free the people.